Hello and welcome to Geek News Bat News. Today's episode, Batman Rides in Theme Parks from Abroad. Geek News Bat News is a production of comicbookinternational.com. That's comicbookintl.com. Check out Comic Book International for all the latest in geek news from both the U.S. and abroad. Toy reviews, lots of content about movies, TV, and trailers. All with a comic book twist, and of course, an international twist. Find us on both Twitter and Instagram, at comicbookintl, that's at comicbookintl. Okay, and back to the show. My name is Benjamin David. I am your host of Geek News Bat News, also your managing editor here at comicbookinternational.com. You can also find my toy reviews and previews at the fantastic figuresandmore.com website as well. I cover Funko and do press for figuresandmore.com, so please be sure to check out throughout the whole month of March. I am still posting my coverage to New York Toy Fair 2017 from last month. So again, please be sure to tune in to figuresandmore.com, but also comicbookintl.com. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I posted from Toy Fair on comicbookintl.com, as well as our Twitter and Instagram, which are both at comicbookintl. Today's episode is rather unique in its subject matter. To be totally honest, it was not something I wanted to talk about until it found me, if you will. And that something is Batman Rides and Theme Parks from Abroad. In America, we're a bit spoiled with these gigantic, amazing theme parks located in most states of our sprawling nation. Having a website called Comic Book International, of all things, I don't want to act as if I'm surprised about general bat fandom in other countries. In fact, one of the reasons I started this website and podcast was due to the international community and diehard interest I found in other countries. Still, I must admit to my own ignorance to the Batman theme park rides and attractions I found from outside the US. In my worldwide research for Bat Rides Abroad, a beautiful light bulb went off while I was watching one of the Bat Ride videos. It was from an old Batman simulator ride in Germany that looked like a blast. So the light bulb was, why are they not in the process of building a real-life, fully immersive Gotham City? Like, right now. Disney's doing it for Star Wars in Orlando. Why not? And get ready for this. Six Flags Gotham City. And please God, just put it right here at Six Flags Great Adventure in Jersey. For me personally, that would be best. Gotham City, New Jersey. Why are you not being built? The selfish daydreams of a bat nerd aside, it was fascinating finding a bunch of Batman rides, attractions, experiences, however you want to classify them. I honestly had no idea there were this many Batman rides abroad until today. I knew there were Disney parks abroad, but wow. It makes me feel that much better about the world. That entire rides, attractions, even parks are centered around Batman and the DC Universe. I always loved that Batman played a huge role in Six Flags, but again, knowing that he does so all over the world just makes the world a better place. So here's a list of Batman-related rides, attractions, and theme parks I found from outside the US of A. The first park I found was Warner Brothers Movie World in Queensland's on the Gold Coast of Australia. The first ride was the Batwing Space Shot. This is from the Movie World website. Imagine being shot 60 meters into the sky. 4.5 Gs of extreme power. When it comes to adrenaline thrills, nothing comes close to the Batwing Space Shot. It's one of the fastest thrill rides you'll ever experience. Then we have DC Comics Supervillains Unleashed. This is from the Movie World website. The world's first theme park area dedicated to DC Supervillains and the Doomsday Destroyer. Going on to say, DC Comics Supervillains Unleashed is an immersive themed area where the DC supervillains have taken over and there's no superheroes around to save the day. Also home to the Doomsday Destroyer, a monstrous looping ride, this new attraction is sure to show you that sometimes in a world full of villains, it's good to be bad. On the site, there are scrolling photos of the DC villain area's webpage of impressively realistic CG renderings of your favorite DC villains, two of which are Bat-villains, Killer Croc, and Scarecrow. Again, the Batwing Space Shot and the DC Comics Super Villains Unleashed are both at the Warner Brothers Movie World in Queensland on Australia's Gold Coast. So just to describe the Batwing Space Shot, it's four different people on four sides of this huge rail. So it's 16 people all at once shoot up going 4.5 Gs of extreme power, as it says. So that's the big adrenaline thrill, as it says on the website. It's shooting up super fast into the sky. And then, of course, you come back down. And then the Supervillains Unleashed. There wasn't really footage of it at all, but it's a bunch of villains running around, and Killer Croc and Scarecrow are there. So check that out if you are on the Gold Coast of Australia. Moving on to Madrid, Spain, we have the Parque Warner. This is the Warner Park. I'd like to read some of the website descriptions written for each one of these rides and attractions. I cannot believe the Batman character depth into which each description goes to promote a ride. I guess I just don't expect a website focusing on action-packed theme park rides to be concerned with the level of writing on their website. Still, I was thrilled to stumble upon these passages written for each ride, so here we go. starting off with our first ride at El Parque Warner, Batman La Fuga. Fuga meaning flight or escape in Spanish. This is admittedly the same Batman the Ride featured at Six Flags Great Adventure as well as other Six Flags and Warner Brothers parks. One big difference, however, that I personally love about Batman the Ride over La Fuga, the coloring. At Great Adventure, the coaster is classic black and yellow, black and yellow. It's classic black and yellow, whereas La Fuga is purple and yellow. While this might seem like a minor grudge, it is a comic book themed ride and a cinematic ride. Color matters. But again, I did want to read from the website some of the things that they wrote to describe the ride. Really well written stuff. We are in Gotham City, the district of the Warner Park superheroes. We find ourselves before the magnificence of Batman La Fuga, a roller coaster that is only suitable for the bravest visitors to the park. Our favorite masked Avenger is the theme of a ride that places us on the outskirts of the Gothic City of Excellence, specifically in the Arkham Asylum, a famous prison where most dangerous criminals are imprisoned. The prison is home to illustrious villains from the saga, the Joker, Mr. Freeze, Poison Ivy, Bane, or Two-Face. But wait, someone has escaped. When arriving at the loading station, you get on a train, fasten your safety harness, and then, unnervingly dizzy journey awaits you. Steep drops, loops, and bends that take your breath away are the greatest attraction of one of the most intense rides of the park. Some 40 seconds of a ride that reaches a top speed of 83 kilometers an hour, with a first heart-stopping drop of 31 meters in height. Before you have time to recover from your fear, five more loops await you, and then 500 meters that are a spectacular challenge to the laws of gravity. Join the Dark Knight and chase the fugitive. The dizzying adventure can only be found at Warner Park Madrid. Another ride at Parque Warner in Madrid. We have Sillas Voladoras de Mr. Freeze. This is Flying Seats of Mr. Freeze. From the site, Las Sillas Voladoras de Mr. Freeze takes you up and down without stopping, looping around so that you feel the cold that comes from Mr. Freeze's ice machine. Mr. Freeze is a villain that has a tragic past and is known for having a great freezing power, with which he wants to transform the world into a cold and inhospitable place, like him. This ride is inspired by his cold evil dealings and is located at Superheroes World next to Venganza del Enigma. Come accompanied by whomever you like and enjoy this family ride at Warner Park. Also in the Spanish-speaking world, we have Six Flags Mexico. in Mexico City. There is Batman the Ride, same as Great Adventure in New Jersey, and it's black and yellow as well, which for me, as I said before, puts it slightly above La Fuga from Madrid, due to La Fuga's purple and yellow coloring. Six Flags Mexico also has Justice League Battle for Metropolis in 4D. This is an interactive 4D ride where you and you alone must lead the Justice League to save Metropolis. While riding through the various action-packed sections of the indoor DC experience, you're both on a slowly moving roller coaster track while also shooting your way through a virtual reality Justice League video game. The video for it on YouTube makes it look like the Justice League took over Disney's old Haunted Mansion ride and updated it for the 21st century, fully equipped with virtual reality, 3D hologram looking stuff, and other awesome interactive technology I barely knew existed. And back to Europe, we have Movie Park, which is located in Bottrop-Kirchhellen, sorry if I'm mispronouncing that, in Germany. Movie Park is an interesting case, interesting because it used to feature, past tense unfortunately, two Batman attractions that both seem fantastic. One Bat attraction was a motion simulator ride called Batman Adventure: The Ride. This attraction was inspired purely by the Tim Burton films Batman and Batman Returns. Again, the Bat Simulator is no longer there, but it was quite similar to Star Tours from Disney World, the infamous Star Wars simulator experience that's been there for over two decades at this point, now called Star Tours: The Adventures Continue. On Batman Adventure: The Ride, you appropriately first arrive at the gates of Wayne Manor. You're then directed through Bruce's mansion, and then of course you soon sneak into the Batcave. On your way into the cave, interestingly, you're not greeted by Alfred, rather it's another Pennyworth, strangely, Alfred's nephew. You're guided by video screens, and then you soon end up into the Batcave. Also, this park used to have a Gotham City stunt show. This was influenced mostly by Joel Schumacher's 1995 Batman Forever film. I found a YouTube video mixing both video and still shots of the actual Gotham City that they built and of the stunt show itself. While I don't think that this was a necessarily strong film, the stunt show and the Gotham City that they built were still pretty cool, and I would have liked to have seen them definitely at that time. I don't think that it's necessarily something that would have held up the test of time to keep a Batman Forever stunt show going 20 years later. Yeah, 95, that's this year, 22 years later. That definitely would have been dated, but however, you know, it would have been cool at the time, and at least to keep the Gotham City thing open, and then you could have switched out the different movies. The Gotham City looked good. So that was two things that were pretty cool, and again, this was all at Movie Park in Bottrop-Kirchhellen, Germany. And that is it for today's episode of Geek News Bat News. We hope you enjoyed the show, and the more bat-related rides and attractions we find abroad, the more we'll talk about. Again, my name is Benjamin David. I am your host of Geek News Bat News, also your managing editor here at comicbookinternational.com. You can also find my toy reviews and previews at the fantastic figuresandmore.com website as well. I cover Funko and do press for figuresandmore.com, so please be sure to check out throughout the whole month of March. I am still posting my coverage to New York Toy Fair 2017 from last month. So again, please be sure to tune in to figuresandmore.com, but also comicbookintl.com. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I posted from Toy Fair on comicbookintl.com, as well as our Twitter and Instagram, which are both at comicbookintl. Thank you, as always, to Courtney DeLand Slater for our podcast art and for all of our graphic design work. You can find Courtney's work at CDS Graphics on Instagram and at CDS_graphics on Twitter. As always, if you want to send us any info that you have about Batman theme parks in the US or abroad, please hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, both of which are at comicbookintl. Or send us an email. It's comicbookintl@gmail.com. We can even read your messages on the show if you'd like as well. If you want your voice featured on the show, just email us a 2 to 3 minute voice recording. Please keep it clean and include in a paragraph or two at most anything you'd like us to read on the show. If you like our show and want to do very little to help a whole lot, please subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a quick 5-star review. It really takes just a few seconds, and then those little stars go a long way to helping us continue to bring this amazingly informative coverage and even more coverage from events, interviews with folks in the business of Batman, collectibles, comics, and more. Geek News Bat News is available for your listening pleasure on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean. Geek News Bat News is a production of ComicBookInternational.com. That's ComicBookINTL.com. Check out Comic Book International for all the latest in geek news from both the U.S. and abroad. Toy reviews, lots of content about movies, TV, and trailers. All with a comic book twist, and of course, an international twist. Find us on both Twitter and Instagram, at ComicBookINTL, that's at ComicBookINTL. Geek News Bat News, a Batman podcast, is not an official production of DC Comics, Warner Brothers, Batman, Funko, or any other company, property, and or license mentioned on this recording or on ComicBookINTL.com. The thoughts and opinions shared by the participants of this podcast are theirs and theirs alone, and therefore do not represent the companies or organizations they happen to work for.